Yeshalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Hey. Gemara continues with the inyan of the halachas of a kohen being metame for different mitzvahs. As we said yesterday's Gemara, being metame for chesed, for to do birchas kohanim, and etc. So Gemara continues with this inyan. And ask a shayla nogeya to liros pnei amelech. There's a mitzvah, at least a mitzvah drabana, to see the pnei amelech. We're talking about a non-Jewish king. And the Gemara says, Emor Rav Yanai, metame kohen liros pnei amelech. A kohen is allowed to metame in order to be able to see the king. And again, the idea of seeing a king is a mitzvah. And the Gemara can explain what the mitzvah is, to be able to appreciate Malchus when Baruch Hashem will come in contact with Malchus based David. And therefore, there's a mitzvah for him to do so. But we're talking about here, Dafka, to be able to go either Chutz La'eretz Yisrael, which is Tumah Sa'amim, or a Drabbanan Dikatumah. We're not talking about a Daraisa. And again, we're talking about not here Melech Yisrael, even Malchi Akum, says the Gemara, the Pnei Moshe says, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, and the Haredim bring down that Tumah Daraisa, for sure you can't, no shaila about that, because it said before, even for a mitzvah of Duchening, which is a mitzvah Daraisa, you're not allowed to do Metame Tumas Daraisa, Tumas Meis Daraisa. So surely, a Liros Pnei HaMelech is only to Rabbanon, surely the Loch is only, that was never the shaila, you can only go Nogeya to the Rabbanon, Tumah Deka Rabbanon, to Mekayim the Mitzvah Rabbanon of seeing a Melech Akum. Gemara brings a Maisa. Kat Selik Duk Litiones Malka Lahocha. Once when King Diolakuknus, which is a Roman king, he was emperor of Rome, and he came to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara mentions about this, his visit to a number of different Masechtas, but he came to Eretz Yisrael. Chamon Rab Chia Bar Abba Mifsa Al Kivrei Dutsur Begin Mechemenoi. Rab Chia Bar Abba was seen Mifsa, stepping on, trampling on the graves of Tzur, in order to be able to get a glimpse of the Melech. These, of course, were Jewish graves. And the look was, now, what is the Gemara talking about? We're talking about the union of Kohanim. However, here, the Haredim brings down Rab Chia Bar Abba Lav Koyin Abba. He was not a Koyin. He was a Yisrael. So what does that do with our sugya? We're telling you that you see that even though it's an Isser to go on to trample on Kavar, because Loyag L'Rash, which is an Isser of making fun of or mocking the Mason that you're going on top of them. So therefore, that is something that's Isser. However, it was permitted to do so, says the Haredim, because of the mitzvah of being the Rias Pnei HaMelech. So Tita Rabbanan Dika Isser. And the Mela, Halach is, you're allowed to do that to be over, to be able to Makayim, the mitzvah of going to see the king. So again, we're assuming that this is a din to Rabbanon. There's another opinion that says that he was a Kayin. And the question is, again, I did the same back, therefore it's connected to our topic of whether a Kohen is allowed to be Mitame, Tumad Rabbanon, to be able to do a mitzvah of Liros Pnei HaMelech that would fit directly into our Shaila. But the Haredim's first pshat is talking about not the inyan of a Kohen, but the inyan of Lag L'Rash, even in Israel, to be over a Rabbanan Dika level of B'Zayin HaMeis, to be able to go to the mitzvah of the Liros Pnei HaMelech. So that's an interesting they bring down, that the first bring down, that the some explain that even if it would be a din of a Kohen, what's the Kiddush here would be? The Kiddush would be, we know, of course, you can't do Tumah Daraisa. You surely can't do it for this, which is only Rabbanon. You can't do it for Dukkening, which is the Mitzvah Daraisa. The idea is that over here, we say it's a Rabbanon, because going on graves is not a Daraisa to a level. Are you going on Tumah, on Jewish graves, is a Daraisa to a level of Tumah's Mace? But since there's a space, a separation between the Aron and between the ground, the Matseva is enough of a space to be considered a Rabbanan Dika level of Tumah, and therefore the halacha would be allowed to go ahead and to trample on this spot would be considered something would be permitted. Okay, so the Gemara says, went over Chizkar of Yemesh, Rav Yerichanan, Mitzaleros, Gdolei Malchus. What's the reason? What's the mitzvah of seeing a Goyish of Melech? What's the reason for that? So Mara says, because no Bnei Malchus based David, Yodea Lafish Bnei Malchus on Malchus. When Bereshem Bekarov will be able to see Malchus based David, be able to differentiate between the covenant of Melech Malchi Amlochim and Melech Mashiach and of Adumos Ha'olam, and it would be the difference be makir, the difference, and therefore it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, even today, to go to see the Malchus of Malchus Ben Adam, Malchus Ha'akum, for that particular reason. Whereas another shayla, Ma'o Shitame Kohen L'Kvar Anasi, what's the halacha of a Kohen being Matame for the covenant of a Nasi? Now again, the Israel had the leading person, was the Nasi, and the more big story is now about particularly Nasiyas, and the and therefore the halakha would be allowed to do it. And of course, what would be the question? The Haredim asked the question, if we already said for a Chacham Gadol, that's not your Rebbe, it's us at the Mitame. For your Rebbe, you can, but for another person, you can. But over here, the Shaila Gemara asks is a first step further by Nasi Adar. Nasi Adar, the Shaila is whether Nasi Adar has a din of the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it would be a Shaila here whether you'd be considered, even though we already said that your Rebbe cannot, the Kvara Nasi is for everybody to participate, and everybody, all of Klal Yisrael, has a responsibility for the Nasi to Misaseh Bikvaraso. And the Rosh Cirilor brings down, even though there's already Shisa Alpe Gavri, it's already enough people to be able to have 600,000 people already there. Even though you maybe never learned Torah from him, but there's an Indian of everybody being Masasek Bafurov, like it's considered his relative. And therefore, everybody is mechoyev too. Therefore, the Shemurah Shaila is whether you're allowed to go at Metameh, even though for a Rebbe who's not your Rebbe Muvik, you're not allowed to. Here, Allah would be that unless you can. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara brings down a few stories. Kadmen, Amar Yudanasi passed away. When he died, Akwas, Ram Yanai Ami Yama. Yanai put out a proclamation and called that, Kunal Yama. There is no Kunayon, which means that all Kohanim are allowed to go ahead and be masasek b'kvaraso, l'kava v'yudai nasi, and then the din of tumas nasi, din of tumas kohanim, does not apply today. It's knocked out, en kunayom. The more than another man, it's kakum v'yudai nasiya, barachad v'yudai nasiya. When v'yudai nasiya, the grandson of your nasi passed away when he died, so again, the Gemara says he was a gadol ador, he was a nasi like his grandfather. Doch v'chib rabo l'av zira, kanishta d'gufna d'zipurin. Rav Rabba pushed Rav Zira, was a kohen, into the Beis HaKnesses. It was called Beis HaKnesses of the Gufna, of the vineyard, of Tzipora, because that's what it was called, because it was in the vineyard. And the Mela, there, they pushed him in to go there, even though the mace was there, the Nasi was there, he pushed Rav Zira to a kohen to go to Matame. So you see again, the look is that a kohen is allowed to be Matame for a Nasi, who was a Nasi, the grandson of Yudan Nasi, was also a Nasi for the sake of Tumah. Gemara brings another ma'isa. Kadamach Rav Noira Achuad Rav Yudan Nasi. Rav Yudan, brother Rav Yudan Nasi, passed away. Shalom Chanina Rachbasa Ramona. He went to ask Rav Yudan Ramona, was a kohen, to come. Mishtatif in the Levaya. V'lo Solik, but Ramona didn't want to come. So Amalei said to Rav, why don't you want to come? In Mechayenim Atamalem, if during the lifetime of a Nasi, we're not allowed to go ourselves to go listen to Torah from them, Kol Shechayim Misasan, surely from Misasan, you'd not be able to go to Mitame. In other words, if you want to go ahead and learn Torah in Chutz La'aretz, and to go learn from a Torah, to go learn in the Nasi in Chutz La'aretz, we have to go into Tumas Ha'amo, you have to go outside the Tumah of Eretz Yisrael, outside Eretz Yisrael, you have to drop on into Ketumah, yet the luck is, you don't have to go learn Torah over there, so surely, for Din Tumah, to be able to go for your Rebbe, you should not be able to go. When it's about the Tumah, you go into front of a mace, they're directly in front of the mace. So if you're not go in for a Rabbanan Dika Tumah, then surely you can't go to Mishtatif in a Levaya of the Tumas, where there's actually Tumas Ames Daraisa, you should not be able to go. So therefore he didn't want to go. He didn't want, they called him to go, but he didn't want to be Mishtatif, because he held you're not allowed to. So the question is, why Taka? Why he'd say you're allowed to go? Why would he want him to go? I mean, no, see, Misasa, no, so, no, so, mitzvah. because they made a nasi had a din when he was when he died. It was a din of a meis mitzvah. What's a meis mitzvah? A meis mitzvah, even a kohen gadol can retire for a meis mitzvah. So a nasi, even though you all of Klai Yisrael, many people were attending him, and you didn't need use a person himself wasn't needed. However, since we made his to be mesasik in kvirasa like a din of a tumas. Of a meis mitzvah, which means that every single person is obligated to go, even a kohen gadol, to be involved in kvirasa. So therefore, over here we see the same halacha that he was. You should go. You should be metame l'tumas hameis, not because a nasi is a rebbe, but because everyone made it a din of a tumas hameis. Everyone's responsible. And if you look at the Achreidim brings down in Ksuvas, the Sugi in Ksuvas, and the Machlokas, we show him there, Tosis brings down Rav Chaim Kohen, was a Kohen, he said, if you be there by the Shas, the Tuma Levaya Rabbeinu Tam, who was the Gadol Hador, and therefore he would be considered like a din of a Nazi. So Mele, he said that he hold that he would go with Mishtatif in the Kurasa. That was his Shita. Well, many others disagreed and said no, that a Kohen Gadol Kino. We don't say the din of no Kuna today does not apply unless it's a din of a Nasi himself. And therefore, he himself would not have, would disagrees and says he would not be able to go. And this Lamaisa is a local Lamaisa. We have today, when a Gadol Hador dies, what's the halacha of all of Kohanim being metame for them? Do we say they can be metame because it's a din of a nasi, and therefore you're allowed to go? So there, again, Yeshidas Toises, Rabbeinu Toises, the Shita Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyim, and other Rishonim say the halacha is he can't be metame. But in Shulchan Aruch we find many of the Nasi Kelev Paskin, though the halacha like the sugya here, that he, Rav Nori did not want to go, because he said that you cannot be metame for a drabbana, for even for a deraisa, for you can't be metame at shita ramana that you can't because of mechaye and sholi by misasin you can't, and therefore the halacha would be that you can't be metame lamaisa. Again, there are many shitas here. The Haredim brings down Shita the Rambam that says everyone could sit halacha lemeis mitzvah, that everybody would be allowed to do so. Yet the other Rishonim seem to say no, that we don't allow halacha lemeis if there's a deraisa take a level of tumah. We don't do it because my Rikaira Batur quotes the Torah, Madama Gadol Agol Anasi, that a Gadol Adar is Doimel Unasi, and therefore would be halacha you can, and therefore is maskim to the Shita of Chaim HaKohen Tosis. But Tosis himself in the second Torah disagrees with Chaim HaKohen and disagrees with the Paskins like the Yerushalmi. Is maskana that we don't allow them to do a deraisa. We don't only do rabbana. We do, and therefore they would not. That's why we pass up gamanu who did not want to go to mitame to be able to mitame to be able to go do so to b'salba b'tefasa. Now this lemaisa and the Gemara brings down Rabbi Shach Shalor brings down from the Gemara the Bechayein that Rabbeinu Akadosh even for himself did not want misabel for his own brother. Did not want to go like Chusso Absula. Only draw abundance he allowed. So therefore, even though the Gemara comes out that we made it like a meis mitzvah, that many of the Nesim themselves did not want to go allow themselves to mitame for a tumah of a kohen, a tumas kohen, a deraisa level, even for a nasi. Gemara has another shaham. Now again, we're not talking about a kohen going out being metame, going leaving Eretz Yisrael for a dimit to tumah derabanan to go and to greet his parents who were coming to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, to leave Eretz Yisrael permanently. That's not the Gemara Shaila. Can a kohen go to tumas ha'akum to move to be near his parents? That of course he can't do. But we're talking about where his parents are coming to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to go and escort them to become to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they have to go be metame themselves in tumas ha'amim. Are you allowed to go or not? Mashi itame. So the Gemara says, "O Yasa Shama the Utsas Imul Abutzer." Rav Yasa was a Kohen. He heard that his mother was coming to Eretz Yisrael, so he wanted to go and to greet the Saravasi of the Rashi Mislor, who says he was a Kohen and he was Ravasi the Kohen and he was one of the Chashuvei Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to come to his mother. To Eretz, she was coming, driving to Labutzre, which is a city outside Yerushalayim, right near Eretz Yisrael. Not Eretz Yisrael, I should say outside Eretz Yisrael. And Mela, he wanted to go to greet her. So Asher Shalav Yochanan, he came to Yochanan. Am I allowed to go with the Essex Rebbe, Mount Sessi? Am I allowed to go to Makabe, my mother? To Matame, to Mazakam. So Amal Yochanan said to him, what's the reason why you want to go? Ibn Sakana's Drachim, you're going there because you say it's Sakana, your mother's afraid, your mother's traveling by herself, and you have to go, and therefore you go ahead, say, you should go. In other words, you want to go ahead and hire people to protect her, says the Haredim, you want to go hire armed soldiers to protect her. Says him, you have to hire people, bows and arrows, to go in to protect her. Now you want to go along with them to make sure robbers don't go ahead and put your mother in danger. Then of course you should go. Say, you have to go. There's no shaila. Whether you should go matame or tumad rabbanon for covered of imo, that's your reason. Your day that I can't paskin, that I don't know the halacha. So Rav Shmuel Yitzchak says, "Aroidi tzricha." The Gemara says, "Still needs birur." No, you didn't give him. Lamaisa, there wasn't a. You obviously wasn't in danger. You're going there for the purpose of being mechabed of imo. Adayin tzricha says the Charedim, Shaila makom emedes kiyatur b'dur. It wasn't a derek. They were secure. It wasn't a question of being safe. You want to go out to cover the emo, but you didn't answer. Rav Yochanan didn't want to answer. So adayin tzricha, it's still a suffig. The question is, can you go? Are we allowed to? How we mivar the shaila? What's the halakha? Can you go ahead and mivarer and go out to Mavare, to go to Edmund, Sakonis HaDrachim, can you go? Is that Mutter or not? Rav Yochanan wasn't Mavare the Shaila. So we still need to have an answer to the Shaila. He went ahead, he asked them again. I want an answer. I need a clear answer. So Gemara says, Rav Yochanan said to him, if you're ready to decide you're going to go, Tavu Rishalim, you should go with peace. Which means that he was masking, if that's what you're going for that purpose, you're allowed to go. You should come back with shalom, which means you're allowed to go, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Gemara says, Shalom Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef heard of Yochanan's statement, and he said, in Rishus Gedolim Mizu, he has no greater Rishus than this. In other words, really, you could say that Rav Yochanan's statement was really saying, I can't give you an answer. If you decide to go, go. But Lamaisa, I can't ask you from going. But I don't think it's the right thing to do. If you go, you should come back in peace. Nothing should happen to you. But how do you know it's actually the halakha that you can do so? So Vice says that he understood him as saying that in a Konami, that really it's just Dolomizu that he was saying to him that Lamaisa, I agree that you'd be able to go, you're able to tell him that, the Elamai, you know, think that maybe he was against you going. Once he gave you a bracha of shalom, go ahead and you can tell him you can come. So in other words, that if he would know that something would happen to you and it would be wrong, he would tell you so. The fact that he gave you this bracha, so therefore it's not a problem, and therefore said the Pnei Moshe, he wasn't telling because you're bothering him and he wanted to just to bidoche you, but rather he was telling him to give him an answer, but derech shalom, that he was saying to him that if that's Allah, because I say, I didn't want to tell you should go because he had such a great love for Eretz Yisrael, says the Charedim. However, now that he said go b'shalom, that he's saying to him that you can go, and the halakha would be that a kohen is allowed to go ahead and mitame the rabbanon for the sake of covered for his mother and father. Gemara is another shaila. Mitame kohen look for the rabbim. What about covered a rabbim? Can a kohen go out to mitame tumas rabbanon for din the rabbanon? What does that mean for the covered rabbim? What does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe, Okimil, and Akmo, you're going for a nichum avelim, or you're going for a chasana, you're going together with a rabbim. Could you be pirish from them and not have to go together with them in order to be able to go ahead to make sure that you don't go and be over a tumas derabbanon? Can you go ahead and do that? It's leaving there. Can you go ahead to Shiril to go there together with them? Can you go for a covenant of the rabbin? The rabbin's going for a mitzvah and you want to go. Can a kohen go ahead and expose himself for tumas derabbanon for this person that, no dinner can, we said before, for certain reasons, for you let it go. For a Rebbe, for an aunt, for an honor, for a Rebbe, and for other things, for a father and mother, we said you can go. But can you go for a mitzvah de rabbim, like a nichum avelim, or a chasen, etc.? Can you go? So the Gemara says, let's see. There was a group of people going on a dvar mitzvah, and there were two roads that both went towards that way, towards that destination where they were heading. One is a long road, it's a long, roundabout way to go, but it's tired. There's no tumah on the road. The other one is a quicker way to go, a closer way to go, a shortcut, but it has a base of pras, it has a din tumah, it's a tumah derabbanan on it. So the question is, if the Rav go on the Chayka, of course he must go that way. No shalom, but he has to go the longer way with the Rabim. But in Lav, if they're going on the shorter way, Holapakrova, is he allowed to go on the way or not? Holapakrova, Rabim. Hello, is he allowed to even go on the closer Mekavad Rabim? Even though it's a Rabbanan to Tikatuma, Halacha is we want you to stay together with the Rabim, and therefore you're allowed to go Mekavad the Rabim, even though you're going to be exposed yourself for Tuma to Rabbanan. So the Gemara says that that is the halacha, you're allowed to go, but Tumah d'Rabbanan, you're allowed to go. I feel about it, even if you're going at being over Din d'Rabbanan, you're allowed to go. And the question is why? What is the reason? Well, I want to know, what's the cheshbon why you're allowed to go in such a way? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara explains that they're going to see two different ways to learn the Gemara. Let's learn this the way that Pnei Moshe and the Haredim learn first. The question is, can you go or not? So the Gemara says, can you do this for the purpose of going? So the Gemara answers, Ad kadum tumat shadavrayim. Till now, we're only asking about the Rabbanon. I feel tumat shadavrayim. We'll let it go, but about tumat shadavrayim. But tumat Rabbanon, we said already that you can go. We already said for the base of pras, which is a Rabbanon dikatumah, that we allow you to go. The question is, can we go even for a tumat, for a deraisa dikatumah? Can we do for that? Now, do we allow you to go ahead, even when you're going over a tumas based pras that could be over a tumah deraisa? Would we allow for the two types of tumas based pras? One is a rabbanan dikatumah, one is a tumah where you're going over a grave. We could actually be a deraisa dikah level. So the Gemara says, we know that a rabbanan dikah level that you can do, but can you go over even for a deraisa level? The Gemara says, Madimem Mazera, when it came to ask the Shabbat of Zera, he quoted the Braisa, go to look over our Rabbim. God will cover the Rabbim. She deichem mitzvah loisa say shakas for a temporary dechi of a mitzvah. Say you can do. Had the armor tells us I feel tumah day dimay tari for tumah Rabbah. You can do that for a temporary level of tumah. You can go. In other words, really, it's only a temporary situation. We're not allowing you to do this a blanket heter to allow you to be over the raisidik level of tumah. But this was in a unique situation where you had a mitzvah de Rabbim. People going together as a Rabbim. And they were going on a way which was even over a tumas based pras, which is a deraisa dika iser. We said we allow you to do that for a temporary milosa shalachas to be over a deraisa dika level of tumas mitzvah. So you're allowed to go ahead. Even a tumas shedivri Torah, even a tumas shedivri Torah, we allowed you to go ahead and to go over. We allowed you to do that. So the Gemara says therefore, if that's the halacha, we allow you to go ahead and do it in such a way, even for tumah, tumah deraisa Torah, that we allow you to go ahead and do such a thing. This would be the halacha of the way the Haredim and Pnei Moshe learns this Gemara. You're going for tumah derabim. We allow you to go ahead and do that in such a case, even though you're being over going a tumah rechayka, going on a level of a tumas beprast, we allow you to go ahead and do that. We don't mean a losa se mamish, el sofik losa betara, because it's defate losa se that we'd never allow you to do that for stam derabana to go on a mitzvah derab that we'd never allow you. So he's saying to you, it's where it's a losa se sofik losa se that we allow you to go in. And that's where the case where we allow you to go ahead and do that in such a situation. So the Gemara says a similar maisa where we see this halacha. Gemara says, what's the Shaila? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah, Yosef Galilta, B'Shem Yosef Rechanan, Rabbi Yonah, the name of Yosef Galilta said the name of Yosef Rechanan. Ain't Shalom Lachas, but Yosef Shalom Meis. This is Halacha talking about, again, the idea of Loag Larash, speaking to the very Torah in front of a Meis. The Gemara says, Ain't Shalom Lachas, but the name of Yosef Shalom Meis. You can't ask Shaila's Halacha in front of a Mitzvah Shalom Meis for the same idea of Loag Larash. We don't want you to go. You're talking Divrei Torah, so you can't go ahead and wear tzitzis out. You can't go ahead and wear tefillin, which we said earlier a few days ago. So the same thing over here. To talk about Shaila's halacha, not to my halacha's lameis, halacha, you're allowed to do so. Do you have to go and ask a Shaila, if the medicine is lameis, you're allowed to go ahead and finish the lameis. I remember I once asked Rav Belsky, a Shaila, I was at the Levi with him and walking after the mace, and someone went to ask him a Shaila and an Avelus, and Hilchos Avelus for the mace, because it was a Chalamoid. The question is what the halachas are, Avelus and Chalamoid, and he asked him right Mamish and Dalet Amos of the mace. Rabelsky answered him. So I went over to Rabelsky and said, the Chara, the halach of not speaking Divrei Torah, asking or answering Divrei Torah in front of the Dalet Amos of the mace, does not apply to halachas and Yoni Lameis. And he said, correct. Incorrect. So therefore, that halacha, you're allowed to go ask, but here, to go ask him a shayla in front of a mace, you're not supposed to do. So the Gemara says, after halacha, you can't do and shol. Gemara, Rav Yochanan shol, Rav Yanai kumar answered Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak. Rav Yochanan asked Yanai a shayla halacha in front of the Oren of Shmuel by Yitzchak. What was the shayla? He asked him, "Hikdash halacha to Berakah Bayis? If one was makdish, is oila money for the oila of Berakah Bayis? For what's the halacha? What is the halacha if you designated the animal for an oila and you want to go and use it for Berakah Bayis? Do we say that the animal retains its kedusha or not?" So the Gemara says, there's a whole sugya Masechta Svachim, the halacha status of something where it loses its halacha, its status of oila, kedusha of oila. So Gemara Agavla, he went and he answered him. Now the Gemara over there doesn't tell us the answer, but over there the Gemara's answer is tells Masechta Svachim. So Gefek Demanim Ahav Rachok. So what's it? Lachara Raya, you can go ahead and ask a shayla. How could you say you can't ask a shayla? Hilchas over here they ask a shayla of Yochanan. He asked Rav Yanai a shayla, and Rav Yanai answered him. So you see, you're allowed to go ahead and ask and answer. So Gemara says, maybe I'll tell you, it really was far, wasn't within Dalamas. It was more than Dalamas away, and that's not halacha. The halacha of Lo'ag L'Rash is only within Dalamas. But not, now if you're in a basic kfaris itself is a shayla, you're not even asking if you're not mamish within Dalamas. That's a shayla in halacha and Shulchan Aruch. However, maybe one teretz Gemara says, maybe it was within Dalamas. Maybe I'll tell you that what is the halacha that they were asking him when it was outside the seder. What does that mean? Which means that they brought the mace outside. They were asking, the mace was inside the shul, and they were asking him outside. They were asking him outside. Where it was not an issue, the mace was inside, so it was outside, and therefore it would not be a problem. It would not be a mamla. When he answered him, it was outside, and therefore it was not a violation. When is it a problem if you're asking inside in the same place with the mace is? But if you're asking outside, that would be misakalei rav. That would not be a problem. So the Gemara says, "How are you, Shaul Rav Zera Kumar Rosh Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak?" They went, "Yimmy asked the Shaul Rav Zera in front of again, whether it's a separate mice or same mice with different names." The Gemara says, "Remarkably, when an answer to Shaila, the same thing. Gemara has a question. He answered him. How could you do that?" Gemara says, "Same thing. No, you got a little bit." One time, Gemara said, "May I tell you, he answered him was ready Rachik Dalaramos." Maybe it was near him. He thought he didn't answer him. When he asked him the question, it wasn't near him. But when he answered him, he didn't answer him because it was right near the Dalaramos. That's why he talk didn't want to answer him. So the Eflachar, you see that the halacha would be that you cannot talk and not answer a person, a shayla, when it's the... if it's the same shayla, same case before, so Gemara says there they record that he answered him. But if it's a different shayla, he ever recorded they didn't answer him. So they say he didn't answer him, dafka, for that reason, because he didn't want to answer him in a place within Dalaramos of the mace. Gemara says another shayla, aksaf in masur minilas asandal. Gemara says those who are carrying the aron are not allowed to wear sandals, not allowed to wear sandals. Shema Yiftak, why? Yiftak sandals are like one of the sandals of one of the people carrying them may break. Nimtza Misakim and a mitzvah. You won't be able to do the mitzvah. You'll stop the mitzvah. Now, it's not clear whether it means different pshatim. One pshat is that he himself would not be able to do the mitzvah because he'll have to go fix the sandal. Well, the other pshat is that, not that he'll be, but because if he'll, everyone will stop because he has to stop to fix the sandal. So, Mela, everybody will have to stop. Because it'll delay the procession. Everyone needed to help. And once you stop, everyone else will have to stop as well. So therefore, it would stop the whole process, not just that you yourself, but you can't. So therefore, the Gemara says you can't wear sandals. Now again, this was only sandals you can't wear, but shoes, we don't have this kshash. Of course, that's not a problem. Today, shoes are not a problem because they're not going to fall off. And therefore, that's not the only issue. Things that are liable to fall off, those type of sandals that would come off, those are the things that's also. Same thing you have in Masechta Shabbos. Certain sandals you can't wear, we're afraid that it's going to rip while you're walking. You'll come to carry your sandals so you won't lose it in the street because you can't fix it. So therefore, it'll become also. So at the Gemara of Zerah Shari Lidibure, Rav Zera once was being maspid, and he fainted. Gemara says he went and he fainted. He fainted while he was speaking. So the Gemara says, again, it was one of the pshatim, he fainted. So we'll see the one way to learn the Gemara. Asin boy and the Mizkanofe. They thought that he died. So they came, the Chavadisha came to prepare to fix his body, to straighten out his body, to Shayu Tzuf Nazak for Makom Asas Bekut. They wanted to prepare him for Kavura. So they thought that he was that he died. They didn't want to fix his body from prepare his body for burial. But then they found that he was speaking, that he was talking, he was able to speak back to them. They revived him by moving around his body. It seems that they were able he woke up. He was able to came out of his fainting of what they thought that he died. They realized that he was just fainted. So Amalei, they asked him, Leimauke, what happened over here? Why did you faint? So Amalei said, L'chein da'asinu. He came here for the purpose of what? For the purpose of being maspid al shem shekav echai nesin libo. The pasuk says that echai itin libo, the person who is alive, should go and take the heart. As we say, that's better tov leilech lebeis avol lebeis mishta. So he took it literally. He was a me maspid, and he took it so to heart with the person dying, that he fainted from the fright of that his own death, his own mortality. So they may have came to that's why he fainted, because it was he understood it from that pasuk. The Haredim says the supper is polluted, kavi kavurnele. Where it says it was zechia ruah gedela zos, when he remembered the terrible thing that a person dies, that he himself, I see the love, it's going to happen to me, I'm also going to die. The fright of that caused him to die. Caused him mamish to faint, that chayitin libo, which is mamish pshuto kamashmo. He took the shot of the pasuk that it was so serious that mamela that he fainted because he thought that it was going to be that this is going to come to this die. So you see how serious a davar hespid is. Rashmi Salu gives a whole different shot to the Gemara, as it really says that he was shavu derure. What it means was not that he was giving a hespid, but he himself did not want to speak at all about anything because it was covered ameis, log larash. You have to be busy being malav of the mace, taking care of the mace, and don't speak any devarim b'talem. So what happened? Must have he came and he had his head bent down, didn't want to talk, he didn't want anything. He was giving a kol, he was being maspid in a kol of the maspidim. So what happened? Mar says, so then he went, they came to ask him a shayla, to lift up his face, to lift up his head, but he wanted to ask him a question, to lift up his head, but he didn't want to answer them, because his head was down, because he was so busy being maspid the mace, taking care of the mace, he didn't want to go ahead and do anything to take away masiach das from that. So therefore, that's it. It wasn't that he fainted, but that rather that he was so his head was bent and he was so involved in the kavurus ameis that when they asked him, he refused to answer them because he was so busy in the kavurus ameis. That's part of what we said before. A person should not be masiach das from his kavura, says the Rashmi Solo, and therefore that was the maisa with him that he was so masasik with kavura. So the Mishnah will continue with another halacha nogeya to the halachas of kavurus ameis.